Thank you all for coming. My name's Tanya Carter. Today I'll give you a brief overview of New Zealand's Madrid applications in 2016 and provide some tips. Hot off the press, we have a new infographic for 2016. What does it tell us? There were 385 international applications based on New Zealand trademarks, similar to number in 2015. The top 10 countries designated are mostly the same, but we designated a greater number of times. And the UK and Philippines replaced Vietnam and Russia in the top 10 countries designated. The classes most frequently filed on applications have not changed. Late last year, we improved the system for managing certification and irregularities with new tasks and discussions reminders for clients to respond to. These improvements provide online services more aligned with those for national applications. We've not had much feedback on these improvements, so let us know today what you've thought of these changes. Next up, let's talk irregularities. These are the issues raised with our applications by WIPO. New Zealand's irregularity profile is very different to the average for Madrid applications. A high number of fee irregularities is anticipated. From what we know, only one firm maintains a current account with WIPO, as most clients seem to prefer to pay via e-payment, as it automatically matches payments to applications. However, this service is only available once WIPO have examined the application and issued an irregularity letter. We were happy to hear of improvements to the current account because we think this may encourage regular New Zealand filers to uptake this service. Also, broad descriptions of goods or services, for example, snack foods or nut products, continue to be an issue with our applications, both for national applications and international applications. For example, in the national environment, this makes the job of comparing the goods or services of similar marks quite detailed. And in international applications, this can lead to problems and delays in translation. What will be done? IPONS will align its practice on board terms more with WIPO, and we encourage you to review WIPO's practice guidelines with regard to classification and board terms. There will be an update to IPONS practice on board terms coming soon, and this was discussed at the technical focus group last year. We will continue to share information with WIPO as to how classification and for the purpose of examination and consistency may be improved. Now, tips for filing. Get to know the countries that you designate. Investigate prior marks, noting opportunities for trademark maintenance, particularly applicant details, seniority claims, or replacement, or to tailor a limitation list of goods or services to avoid issues with a similar mark. Be aware that some designations cite similar goods or services, however, others cite just by class number alone. Also, you may wish to choose the pre-approved terms for your international application, which leads to faster processing times, both with WIPO and some designations. Look into the processing times and who can respond to provisional refusals, as you may need to appoint a local agent very quickly to respond. And think about whether requesting a limitation via WIPO in response to a provisional refusal is more desirable than waiting for partial acceptance. Be aware that requesting a limitation takes time, and filing a request with WIPO may not constitute a reply by the deadline, for example, China. Please refer to the Madrid member information first as a good reference. Here, simple answers are provided to common information, and web links are often provided on additional topics for those filing Madrid applications. Some of this information, however, will be easiest to come by asking local agents. Some particular tips about applicant details. Identifying the applicant as an organisation or company in our system allows the entry of more specific information relevant to some designations. This is their legal nature and state information. Simply identifying the applicant as a limited liability company and their client details before making an application can avoid a refusal from the United States. Also, you may wish to ensure that New Zealand's name and address details match any provided for the applicant's marks on registers of the overseas designations. We have received some feedback that officers, in particular Korea, may be issuing refusals based on differences in the address details alone. A quick note on corrections, just to understand the differences that apply if you identify corrections before registration with WIPO or afterwards. Before registration, corrections are often possible. If you call or email IPONS, then we will be able to contact WIPO on your behalf. After registration, however, corrections may be made if requested within 9 months of the incorrect information being published. Please refer to Rule 28 of the Common Regulations. We found that correction requests are often best made by the Office of Origin in terms of their prioritisation and their success. We recommend that clients carefully check the details of their registration and contact IPONS if they require corrections. I've put together a convenient table on some of WIPO's common request types to help you understand what's available and their differences. Please remember that WIPO often only accept forms when they're submitted by the international representative, with the exception of the MM5 for the change of ownership. Note with the limitation, in particular, the goods or services will not be removed from Romarin, but may be subsequently designated. They may not be transformed. With cancellation, the goods or services will not be removed from Romarin and may not be subsequently designated or transformed because of the voluntary cancellation. Some tips here. Use Madrid Portfolio Management Manager to upload these documents online, or you may email them to intrigmail@wipo.int. Also, if you're submitting multiple forms, please think to number the forms in the order that you would like them processed, as sometimes they can be allocated to different examiners at WIPO and processed out of turn. Note as well that requests for replacement and transformation are currently made via the designated contracting party, and watch for updates to these services in coming years. Some differences between national filed applications and international registrations designating New Zealand. There is no address for service unless a response to the office is necessary. There are also no discussions in the case management system until a local agent is appointed. There is no IPONS renewal date on the case, as international registrations are renewed via WIPO. And be aware that subsequent designations may need to be renewed well in advance of 10 years from when they were filed. Regarding specifications, there are fewer options to resolve issues with these than for national applications, as technically WIPO's classification decision is final. So in examining wording, IPONS can either live with the wording, raise an objection regarding the scope and meaning of that wording within a particular class, as they may be typically classified elsewhere, or we can request a correction, although our experience has suggested that corrections are most successful requested via the Office of Origin. These are the request types that we have available online for NZDs. These are abeyance, change agent, change goods or services, and continued processing. You may make these requests online using the option Maintain an International Registration Designating New Zealand from your inbox. Now, what I like to call and frequently asked questions, as I do not get so many these days. The first one, how do I add myself as an agent to an NZU? Can I withdraw my NZU? Can I add a designation? In response to all of these, before certification, I recommend calling IPONS because of our very short window before we will certify the application, at which point we have greater options to change the application. After certification, when we've transmitted it to WIPO, email mail at IPONS and we will contact WIPO on your behalf. After registration, you must use WIPO's forms in the way that I've described. My basic mark is cancelled. Do I need to notify WIPO? No. IPONS monitors changes to the basic mark and will do this in due course. Next, can I submit my change of owner via IPONS? Well, there's no real reason to. Only where the new owner does not have an address in a Madrid member state, as IPONS must assess the new owner's entitlement to file and hold a Madrid registration. Here's a tip. You should have the current holder of the international registration sign the MM5, as this leads to faster processing with WIPO. Next, I've missed a deadline to respond. What can I do? There are options available with respect to international applications and registrations for continued processing. So you should consider this first. Next, you can consider designating again the refused goods, and this is a great option until division becomes available in future years. This may not be possible using the e-subsequent designation service, but this is okay, and you can complete a Word or PDF form and submit this via email to WIPO. Lastly, I'll cover what's the status with my application. I would recommend seeing the new Madrid Monitor beta service, just to show you a couple of screens here. This is a new service offering the best features from global brand searching, real-time status in Romarin. It provides good, fast searching and shows an accurate application status and pending documents. You can use this service from the Madrid page and search for your mark, clicking on pending to see details of pending applications and subsequent designations. In this example here, there is no inscription date at the bottom next to the document, which means that the document has been received but not yet processed or inscribed by WIPO.